In this episode of Shut Up and Listen.
Hi, Shamila.
This is my French and French.
The 3 years of French class didn't pay off.
Bonjour, ça va?
Je m'appelle Melissa. Fatigué. Moi fatigué. Mucho. I mean,
the French girl.
Where's my smoothie?
Where's our smoothie? This has been taking so bloody long.
Anyway,
shut up and listen.
Welcome to the Shut Up and Listen podcast, the only Gen Z podcast worth listening to. I'm Maya.
I'm Melissa.
And I'm Connie.
And this is brought to you by Invoice Media. Voice your passion. Did you guys like that move I did?
I loved it.
I was like thinking about it, but I just was like, I should do it.
Well, you did it. Turned out great. So, how was everybody's week?
My week was pretty boring compared to yours, I would say. I was just home all weekend. Well, you're partying it up. Yeah, Maya was like partying it up, living life YOLO.
YOLO. So was I. Live, love, laugh.
Where were you?
We were both in the desert this weekend.
Yeah, for two different reasons.
Oh, yeah, you told me about your trip.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
she
sounds
went
fun.
To Palm Springs. Then I went back to Coachella.
I'm so mad. I'm going to tell you this, and I'll say this one time in my life, though. When I get my money up, I will be attending Coachella, okay? And no one's going to be ready. No one's going to be ready, okay? Because everyone's going to be double. This is not a time for peace and happiness. This is a time for bloodshed and massacre. Because no one has ever experienced Coachella when I've been there. I'm gonna post.
That's so true.
I'm gonna post an Instagram story, and it's gonna be so mysterious. It's gonna be so cryptic, and people are not gonna know what hit them.
Nobody's gonna know.
They're gonna be like, "Is this Vanessa Hudgens, King Kylie? What is this? Is this Megan Fox? Like,
which one
no.
of them is it? It's Melissa Ash."
And I'm literally going to own Coachella.
She's gonna own it. You know, I really do see it, because whenever I go anywhere uh-huh. with you, I have way more fun than if I go alone.
I feel like
without
I could.
You,
I
you
could,
like light up the room.
I could take Coachella by the neck,
like by the hair, and drag it,
and drag her,
drag it,
and it's gonna be me in the big boss.
It's gonna
chair
literally
now.
Be Melissa Cella, Melichella,
Melly Cella.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just expect that.
Coming next year, probably.
No, 2 years. I'll give you guys, the first year will be very calm. Like, the calm before
low
the storm.
Low key, yeah.
And then it's going to hit all at once. And it's not going to be a good day. 2 days. Or 2 weekends.
Yeah, I think 2 weekends is so worth it.
But luckily, you got to go and experience it, you know, without when I'm going
to
be there.
Yeah, you know, like, yeah. I, like, got to experience it without you, so, like, it wasn't like Melichella yet, like it was still Coachella.
Exactly. So, but I'm sure that it was very calm, unlike how the people are going to be rioting for my approval.
Yeah. Everybody's just going to like rise.
Yeah. Okay,
like,
but actually,
I heard Melissa
like,
Ash is here.
Did all the same people perform both weekends? Because what, there was Gwen Stefani, Sublime was there, right?
Yeah, it was all the same people, but a lot of the good performers are at the same time. So I didn't get to see a lot of the people I wanted to see last week.
Okay.
Just because.
So you got to go back.
Though. I got to go back to go. I got to see Grimes. I saw Sublime. And I saw Renee Rapp, which was so good.
Really?
I love Renee
I
Rapp.
I don't know about Renee Rapp. I don't know.
I love her.
Have you ever like heard of her?
No, she's so cool. I love Renee Rapp. And then I also got to see GJ Snake.
No,
yeah, the guy that said like I need somebody to lean on.
Stop that! I'm was, so jealous of
you. You know who I'm talking about? Like, do you recall?
Oh, yeah.
I was really good, and I didn't know. Like, obviously, like I know that song because like it was like a banger.
Well, yeah, that's
it
like,
still is a banger.
We grew up with that song. It's a summer song.
Yeah, it's like iconic.
It's a perfect summer song.
But like, I didn't know he made like EDM shit.
He's a
and
DJ.
Was, no,
right?
But like,
isn't he?
Yeah, he's a DJ. And then I also saw Diplo, which was really good.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he? What does he have? Like
I don't know. He's a DJ, so is it just like Diplo
yeah,
shit?
Okay.
And then Billy wasn't there. Lana brought up Camila Cabello.
Didn't Grimes like mess up her set?
Oh, yeah. So Grimes messed up her set weekends? Both weekends.
Really?
Yeah. She was like, really like last weekend, she was like, I'm dealing with some technical difficulties, but I wasn't there for that because I was at Billy and Friends where she played her unreleased songs.
Oh. I've always been a fan of Grimes literally since I was in seventh grade. I got a shirt that said Grimes on it and I would wear it all the time, tucked into like mom jeans.
That's how I feel about Billy.
Yeah. That was like me with like Grimes. Hashtag underground or whatever.
So underground. Did you know that Elon Musk has 10 kids? And three of them are with Grimes. And two of them are with a surrogate.
I thought they only had one kid.
Two of them are with a surrogate.
I thought Grimes only had one of his children.
Three. Two of them are with a surrogate and one of them is with like her actual producing the child. She's only pregnant with one of them. He has three kids with her. And then while he was with Grimes, he got like one of the Neuralink people behind it with him pregnant with twins.
Wait, what?
Five kids. And then he has five kids from before. Is that crazy? That's how him and Grimes
so
split up.
Elon Musk is a bop.
I think he's just trying to like produce like crazy because he has so much money.
I mean, that I don't know why. He's just a weird guy. Like,
I don't find him attractive at all.
Well, obviously.
I think Grimes is pretty.
Grimes
she's beautiful.
Grimes is gorgeous, but like it's a selective eye.
Yeah.
Like, she's pretty in a girl woman's eyes. Yeah, she's pretty in a woman's eyes.
Yeah, she's very girl pretty. I think she's really pretty.
I don't know why though that when I heard that she got in a relationship with Elon Musk, I was like, why? Because she's so against capitalism that it's crazy. I was like, girl, what are you doing with this man? At least stick
I think
with
he's
your
like, got
stick
that,
with
like,
your
swag.
He has that autistic
special swag.
he's actually really smart, I think. And he's really like, I didn't know that much about him. So I thought he was kind of like one of those like Jeff Bezos guys. But he actually like, I think I read something where he actually does a lot of good with his money. And Camille told me that he does.
What
too.
Does Jeff Bezos do? I like know who that is.
Amazon.
Oh.
Yeah, he like owns Amazon.
Wait.
The bald guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the one that owns Facebook. Who's that?
Is that Zuck Zuckerberg?
Mark Zuckerberg.
That's Zuck.
Mark Zuckerberg. He's young now.
Weren't people saying that
he just
Mark?
Look really, he looks really
didn't
like
Didn't they
he's
say
cute.
That he had a glow up?
Yeah, he's like, hold on now.
When did that happen? Because he looks kind of like
No, he looks
kind of
good.
Yeah, well...
No, he looks good. He's, like, conventionally attractive.
Now, I mean, I don't know what that creature was
I
before.
Mean, compared to, like, the other billionaires, like, Mark Zuckerberg is, like, top three.
Who else are we comparing?
I don't know, like,
to?
Elon Musk and...
Have you ever
Elon
seen...
Musk is so good.
Have you ever seen that picture of him in, like, a full, like, cosplay and it's, like, an emo outfit?
You know, I didn't know Mark Zuckerberg... No, Elon Musk is South African.
Yeah, I just heard that too. I heard that like a month ago and I was kind of surprised by it.
So, do you guys like Teslas?
No, not really, honestly. I don't think I would own one. Yeah. I would
I don't like the way they drive.
Yeah, that I don't like the way that their seats feel either. Like when you're driving, I want to be comfortable.
No, I think the seats are the most comfortable part.
Mm-mm.
I think their seats are actually really comfortable. I think it's the way they drive is just like bumpy. Like you, like,
I like
you feel everything, but like it doesn't have like any like suspension.
All cars have suspension.
It like I know, but it's so shitty that it's like you feel like every single bump in that car.
Yeah,
I get like, so car sick in Teslas. Maybe I'm just like losing my mind. And
I think they're really like jolty. I don't know.
It's because like, it stops electric itself. Car. Like,
yeah,
I
don't really like the feel of
electric cars.
But I mean, I could
appreciate.
Her car
is electric.
I mean, yours
is
pretty
good. My car
is
like that too.
Yeah,
but yours is like the
yours is like
better,
nicer.
Yeah, it's like better out of the ones I felt like I
haven't
noticed.
But I like the charging of a Tesla way more than the charging of any other electric cars.
Really?
100%.
Why does it charge faster?
There's so many more charging stations. It charges way faster. It has like better range than a lot of them.
But also the camera thing. Remember when we watched that video about how Teslas like steal all of your information?
I
think
that's
like every single car though.
Yeah, but like Tesla's a camera in the car.
And
Tesla literally has a camera in the car.
They say that they can like sometimes they can see inside of your house or like Like, remember when it was like they saw that guy just walking around naked, like around his car?
Yeah, and they like sent it around.
Yeah, they sent it to people, and it's like, why is Tesla? They got in trouble
for it. Yeah,
why is Tesla?
Like, how do they have access to that? That's weird.
I mean, but that's like what we heard is like when you plug your phone in, and even at like it's like the same at airports, like. These things can get your data.
Oh, yeah. It was like never to plug your phone in at an airport.
Yeah. Or use public Wi-Fi, too. People say not to do that. I don't really do that.
I don't care. I don't care.
I don't really
I get all these, like, spam texts, like, all the time. Like, oh, your UPS package. And I'm like, oh, my phone's definitely been tapped into.
I got my first UPS package, like, and it was super fake. I've gotten
those for, like, 2 years straight. Really? And I always get these like spam texts and calls, and I'm like, damn, my data is probably like somewhere on the internet because I have AT&T, but it's okay.
What do I have?
Like, what do I have to lose with my data?
I have T-Mobile. How's T-Mobile?
I don't know, but AT&T always gets in trouble for like leaking data or getting their like thing breached or whatever.
What do you have?
Verizon.
I've heard Verizon's pretty good.
I like it.
Yeah.
I just have AT&T because it works the best where I live, like in the mountains.
Yeah, I guess it does depend where you live.
Yeah. But. Like, everybody's like, oh, I don't have Wi-Fi. And I'm like, I do. Like, I have perfectly fine service.
I was just talking to my friend about it, and he's saying his parents moved to Texas. And, like, apparently, like, Verizon sucks in Texas, but AT&T works really well.
Yeah.
Because AT&T is, like, there. Like, they're, like, I don't remember what it was. They have, like, the most, like, cell towers or something like that. So...
I don't know, but where we live, like, AT&T works perfectly fine. Like, everybody, like, in the shopping center is, like... Oh, I don't have Wi-Fi, like, in the Starbucks. And I'm like, mine's perfectly fine.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, like, I'm really just kind of...
Or, like, in the Whole Foods.
I don't really care about connecting to Wi-Fi. I don't know. I just don't do it, but I get it. I get, like, it goes through anyway.
Yeah, it's, like, data breached, whatever.
One day, I swear I'm going to go on, like, a website and see, like, AI pictures of me, or like someone's gonna reach out and be like, blackmail me with all of like that's my pictures or something. I don't know. One day, actually, fingers crossed,
it doesn't happen.
I'm not gonna jinx that. Actually,
is that real wood?
I hope so. I don't want to jinx it. I'm like a strong believer in like jinxing things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to mess around with that. I don't even want to. Because can you imagine, you know, people in America like old people like get scammed like every day.
Yeah, I like watching those like videos, or like even when scam callers call me sometimes, like Claudine's been there, like I'll play around with them and I'll be like, my husband left me, like
I love when
I'm
you do
so
that.
Sad, like you've been there too, like I'll answer the spam call and literally just be like, yeah, so like my husband left me, like I'm just really lonely right now.
That's crazy.
And they'll like try to like confine with me, and I'll be like, it's really funny.
There's this one YouTuber that like he makes like 7 hour long videos.
Yeah, and he'll like go to the bank
messing with the people.
Yeah,
like the scam callers that come like straight from India though. I'd be like, it's like a. I feel like I could say this because I'm Indian, but like it'll be like straight up, be like, yeah, my name is John. Like your IP address is in India. Your name is not John.
John?
Like, your name is not John. I work for house improvement skills, whatever the hell they say. And that guy like will like be like, yeah, like you need to wire me money right now though.
Bro, I can't. I feel like I'm scared that we're gonna get old, and then, you know, people are.
You're scared you're gonna get old.
No, well,
we're all gonna get old.
I mean, like, but technology is gonna improve so much, and like, are we gonna keep up up with it, like we do now, or are we gonna kind of like fall victim to like terrible people on the?
Yeah, well, we probably won't be able to keep up with it.
I know. It's just. Like,
I just. Yeah.
It's a very rapid change.
I don't know, my dad. I feel like he's like so like he knows what's like
your dad
happening
texts
with
out that
he,
your dad gives me hope about that. I think.
Yeah, because like he will like literally know shit before I even know shit about
new stuff.
Yeah,
exactly. I feel like you can keep
like
up
he knows so much about more like technology stuff than I do.
It's just if you keep
I mean,
up.
I mean,
kind of
like
I guess
knows about.
I don't know. I don't keep up.
Really? Yeah. I guess I don't really either.
I keep up with everything.
Before like, it's my just new like, phone, I had the iPhone. Like I had the iPhone 11. I hadn't updated since I got it. Like, I didn't even have emojis that, like, people had.
I know about the emojis coming out before they even come out. I keep up with that shit personally.
I had an iPhone 6 when people had like iPhone 11s. I still had an iPhone 6.
Yeah, no.
Get that through your head. It was cracked and it was. You could see the battery inside it when I lifted up a piece in the back. But I had it and it was my old faithful. I loved her.
Yeah, I had an iPhone 8.
And had the button. It had the button.
I had an iPhone 8 until this came out.
Love your phone. I love older phones.
I have an iPhone 12, but I don't want to get rid of it just because everybody likes the pictures I take on my phone versus the pictures I take on their phone. Because like their phone might be better quality, but like mine's like grunge and like
shitty. It's like more like silky.
And like it's like a little like, yeah. It's like my camera's like severely scratched and like the lights in the back will look like lines, but it's still like a vibe.
But the thing with this is like, I think I have the 14 and I do not like the way it takes photos because it's too crispy.
It's like too crisp. Like
don't
I want
point
it to
out
be like,
everything.
Yeah.
I don't want you to like be looking in that direction. Seriously.
Like, I don't know how I would like ever like take pictures on like a newer phone unless it's like of myself or like a person. Yeah. If it's like not.
Selfies are hard.
Yeah. That's with newer phones for sure.
It's definitely a dilemma.
Such a dilemma. It's so hard to not take selfies.
Yeah.
I don't take selfies.
That's a lie.
I don't take selfies.
I've seen selfies of
that's a lie.
Together.
That's a lie.
But I don't take selfies of myself.
You mean, I literally saw you making TikToks last night.
Why did I tell you I was making them?
Because I did your makeup.
Exactly.
But I still see you post TikToks sometimes.
What selfies do I take that aren't pictures of me with other people?
The other day when you went to Wovo and you were sending me, which one's cute? Those are selfies.
Did I do that?
You sent me a picture and two videos and you were like, which one's cute? When you were going to Wovo with your mom.
Oh yeah, the videos. I remember the videos.
Bro, my grandma called me today. You know it's crazy.
Yaya
called me. My Greek grandmother. And she was like talking to me and she brought up the Greek and Armenian genocide, and I was like, no way. I was like, we were supposed to talk about this.
That's tomorrow, the Armenian genocide.
Yeah. What do you have to say about that?
For those that I'm acting as if we have so many followers. For those that don't know,
we actually have like 3 subscribers, and like one of them is my dad and myself. I don't even think you guys are subscribed.
I need to subscribe. I'm not a fan, sorry. I haven't been like won over.
The person that like comments the most on like our reels is like my dad, like literally spikes it.
Well, he's a supporter, thank God. Anyway, what were you gonna say? Like, what do you think about that? Tell us more about.
What did California do?
California did nothing. California.
They recognized it.
No.
So they wouldn't have school tomorrow. I mean, at least they got like some sort of recognition. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Actually, you know, Trump was going to be the first president to actually recognize the Armenian genocide. He was the first president to admit that it actually happened.
America.
Because the U.S. will never admit it because they have ties with Turkey.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I never, oh my God,
very
that's
sad.
Really weird, yeah. Bro, what?
Trump is the only president that did. So, thank you,
Trump. Yeah, the Turks did some crazy things.
So, thank you, Trump.
Yeah? So, thank you, Trump, for
supporting my people.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody can be supportive, like, and actually, you know, try to recognize what happened.
Yeah, one day I was at work and I did like a whole research study on this. Yeah. And like how like Punjab and like the Sikhs went to Armenia to go help them.
Really?
Yeah. And then like got like tortured as well.
Yeah, that's usually what happens when anyone tries to interfere. You know, they, you know, there was like, well, how many Armenians was it that were killed?
1.5 million.
And you know how many Greeks were killed? 1 million. And they would bury them in like mass graves, mm-hmm. just like together.
Mm-hmm. And before they would kill them, they would rape
burn
them and
burn
torture
their house
them
and mm-hmm. lynch them through streets.
Yeah. Yeah. Kill the parents right in front yeah. of the kids, kill the kids right in
so
front
sad.
Of the parents.
But it's like it's terrible. But nobody remember it's like I didn't even hear about this till I was like older and I was like,
yeah, same.
Why haven't I heard about this? Like this was kind of in like my grandparents or my great grandparents mm-hmm. who were living in Greece had to deal with this yeah. or like witnessed people in other places being sent and deported back to Greece or just Greeks being killed mm-hmm. and then also Armenians being killed. I'm sure it was like it's like yeah. you're gonna mourn whoever is being hurt in that situation yeah. or targeted.
Super sad.
And cleansed too. It was like an ethnic
it was an ethnic
cleansing
and now Azerbaijan is doing the same thing. Because they're saying that Artsakh is like their land, but it's not. It's literally a part of Armenia. So same thing's happening now, but you won't hear that one on the news.
Like usual.
They only want to talk about one war that's going on.
Even though you know what? I am going to say it.
Go ahead.
Armenia is literally helping out Palestine, and I don't hear anyone talking about that.
They yeah. are? Mm-hmm. What are they doing?
Mm-hmm. And
they're sending
also,
aid
yeah.
in there. Yeah. I'm pretty sure their military is also helping them.
Yeah.
But I have not seen one Palestinian talk about Armenia at all.
Ever.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
And also...
So thank you guys.
I don't have like a side on this for Israel and Palestine, but Israel is supplying India with gas bombs to send to Punjab and they've killed a few people already.
In Punjab?
Yeah.
But
it's Punjab is a part of India.
And nobody talks about that either.
And nobody talks about that either.
Nobody talks about
yeah.
that. Yeah. I mean, like, I have, like, family in Israel, but what's more important to me is that I think we need to stop killing innocent people. No matter what side you're on, they're innocent people and you're being like, I don't know. It's hard to talk about because it's just... What's happening?
Like, you can't say I'm certain not things because people take it as the wrong way.
Yeah.
But I don't pick a side in anything.
I'm not picking a side.
Unless it's my country.
It's looking at the bigger
picture. I'm not picking a side.
I think, in my opinion, it's looking at a bigger picture.
Yeah.
And caring for people in general rather than a side means that you... And I get it if you have family in Israel, and I get it if you have family in Palestine. That's up to you, and I don't judge you for that at all. It's just me personally.
Yeah.
It's like... I can't sit there and say and justify the killing of one person or one side and then like
yeah,
be okay.
100%.
Like it just doesn't make sense to me.
That makes no sense at all.
I don't know. It's just they're people at the end of the day.
100%. I just don't understand why like innocent people get brought into things.
And I also
like that.
I also understand people are like you're too mushy and you don't focus on political sides. I keep up with the political side of things. Trust me, I know my history. We don't have to get all into it right now because it should be common knowledge and people know that this is not something new.
Yeah.
This has been going on for so long.
But they educate you on like the wrong things in school.
And
I do not need to learn about ancient Egypt. Be so real.
But it, you know what it is? It's greater forces. It's greater forces and they're putting people together in a box and they're making them fight. It's like they're telling them one thing, these important people and these people
yeah.
that are in charge to get people to fight and get people to like.
And the media
start,
like
yeah.
feeds you so much
fear.
Shit.
It's fear.
Yeah.
It's fear mongering. That's what it is. They want to get you so scared, but there are also things you can do to help and things, you know,
yeah.
you can be calm and we can hope for the best. It's not always like, we're doomed at the end
yeah,
of the day.
Yeah, 100%.
There is good in this world and there's also bad, but there is good and we need to like keep that in mind.
Oh,
always.
100%, yeah.
You know, why do you think people are sending each other aid? Why do you think people back each other up? Because it's like out of, well, like, I mean, if you're talking politically, it's strategic moves. So I guess it's not really like...
Out of kindness.
Yeah, but I mean, when people send aid and stuff like that, but like, you know, I think it's... I take it as like a kind thing. I think you should,
100%,
right?
Yeah.
I don't want to look at it automatically and be like, this was a strategic plan. Because that's like,
yeah,
you're just pumping more like negative thoughts. I don't know.
Yeah. That's why I don't watch the news.
I do watch the news.
I don't watch the news because I think it's so negative.
I want to watch it because I like to stay educated, because I don't want
to
be
out of the loop of what's going on. It's good to stay educated, but also you have to be educated about what they work up and what they don't talk about.
Like, if you go and watch like Channel 5 and they're telling you about somebody who died down the street, it's just like
they have their target audiences,
like, negative things. But if you go and watch like Fox or CNN or whatever political news station, that could feed you more stuff that's like actual knowledge that you need to know. Like,
yeah, but it also depends on if they're a red or a blue news station.
Exactly. That's why I said Fox and CNN, because they feed you different things.
Yeah,
they're one has more
their target
false information than the other. But
well, I don't even pay attention to that because I think all news is in some way altered and owned by all of the same companies, whether you like to admit it or not. Like, they're all being fed the same information and they're being told to say these things to people when we don't know anything. And that's on both sides. I don't like that's just me. I'm always like a very in the middle person. I have my own opinions about things. Like, I don't really like to pick a side anymore. I used to, but being an extremist or whatever, like, that's not a healthy thing.
You know what I mean?
It's not. And you should be forming your own opinions and not trying to categorize yourself in a certain box just because that's the popular thing to do, to identify with a certain party. Vote for who you want. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, just because you're Democratic or conservative or whatever.
Republican, whatever, yeah.
Doesn't mean that you have to agree with every single ideology that they have.
Oh, that's so true. You could like be like an independent.
Exactly. That's what I think is more like healthy.
Yeah. Because I definitely see things from both sides.
100%. I can. Yeah.
Rather than just like one or the other.
And also, I was talking to my friends about this, how they're supporting Israel and they feel like they weren't before, but like more Republicans are taking taking Israel's side.
Oh, 100%.
And so taking
Palestine's side.
Yeah. And so they were like, they used to be very Democratic, but now it's like they're thinking about a different way about it. And I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting how different war and different conflicts can really like wake you up. And it's like, wait, maybe I just picked a side. Maybe I just picked a side to pick a side.
Yeah.
And all this
and
stuff.
And people will like literally just post things to like be like, oh, this blah, blah, like.
I don't think, I used to say I'm like a Democrat or some whatever, or liberal or whatever, but now I don't really like have it. I'm not really anything.
Identify with
I don't
one,
identify
you're like
with
more
any.
Of an independent.
Yeah, exactly. And I put myself down because I pre-registered to vote, but I want to change my party to independent.
Would you put yourself as?
I need to look at it again. I think it was a Democrat. But I just want to be independent. I don't want to do any of that shit.
Yeah.
Because also, by the way, the two-party system is literally ruining this country. And let's not talk about voting in America. Let's not talk about that.
Yeah. Makes no sense.
It's a little weird what y'all be doing in here.
I feel like we don't even pick at this point. Like, it doesn't matter like who we vote because we don't pick.
We don't. It's the popular vote who's the real... Who's like the people's vote, right?
Yeah, but also that one vote.
Because the Electoral difference. College, it's...
Yeah. So.
What?
Said that one vote makes the difference, so...
Yeah.
You should vote.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, everybody should vote. I think staying out
of
it is...
I'm vote this year.
It's the worst thing you can do. Always vote. Literally, always.
Guys, I'm getting a call from my cousin. I have to answer this. She called me like 10 times.
Uh-oh.
It's time for Melissa to give us some... spiritual life hacks today. Today the theme is spiritual, I guess. Melissa dishes out some life
hacks. The look of disgust in your face.
I just laughed so hard that I spit everywhere.
Okay, today's life hacks are for the more spiritual girlies. If you're looking to figure out your path in life, and you're the type who used to take BuzzFeed quizzes.
Quizzes?
quizzes back in elementary school. This one's for you, okay? So today's life hack is called numerology total. So it's the compound number of your name. And basically there's a website called like Astrology Future, and you have like numbers that go to your names, and it like works with the vowels and something. I don't know. But it's basically your number, your name numerology, and apparently like...
Wait, can we do this?
I was just about to say, can we do this
right now?
There were different, I don't know the whole thing behind it, but people use that to determine, like, let me give you an example. For me, it said, like, 2 is a destiny number for, I don't know what the hell that means.
What is it called?
But it was like, I am a diplomat, peacemaker, and I'm sensitive.
What that is pretty, the website that makes, called?
That, like, it's called Astrology Future Eye. Eye, like your eyeball. But basically, so we have that, right? And
yes, astrologyfutureeye.com.
Yeah, and so you just basically, all you have to do is type in your name and it'll tell you the numbers that it has. And then it'll tell you, like, you're an intellectual and you have a desire for learning, impressive and disciplined and hardworking. So that's what I got, whatever.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. So you can take whatever quiz that you...
Wait, I'm 411.
Wait, numerology prediction calculator?
Oh, wait, it gives you like the total number?
It's your name numerology. Yeah, mine is 20.
I'm a spiritual investigator seeker.
Mm-hmm. Pretty crazy stuff, guys.
Seems like I'm like...
Wait, hold on.
Yeah, I can find your address with your Instagram.
This makes me sad. It said I'm going to have my first kid after 31.
Oh, my God. No, that's the wrong one. No, but also it also tells you that too.
No.
Oh wait, I want to see what it says to me.
But okay, the second...
Oh no, it says it's a different test. It says take test. You have to go down here, Claudine. You see where it says Claudine, and then you say name, display, expression, number.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
But guys, there's a second part to this life hack. If you are the type of person who is a little oblivious to your habits, and you don't really know what your negative habits are, let me tell you this. Go to your birth chart and you're going to go just look up like astrology birth chart. And then you're going to type in when you were born, what time, where you were born, what city, and your birthday, obviously.
Wait, sorry to cut you off. I just got really happy. It was actually just an ad. I'm not going to have my first kid after that.
Okay, great. I'm happy for you. I truly
We never wanted that for you.
No. But guys, when you put in your birth chart, you can find your Lilith sign. And basically what your Lilith sign is, and you can look it up, like what it is, it's all of your worst traits. And so you can...
It's
like,
not like your worst traits, it's like your weaknesses.
Wait, it says, well, mine...
It's yeah, I guess it's both.
Yeah.
It says I'm creative and entertainer and
mine
ideal.
Mine is Virgo too.
Mm.
What?
What do you mean?
I'm kidding. You actually are very, really creative.
I'm very creative. Hello, I'm
and you're so
a
ideal.
Hairstylist. I'd say I'm pretty...
I think you're very creative and entertaining and ideal, because I wouldn't spend every single day of my life with you if you were none of those things.
You know what I was thinking? We should start a streak and see how many days we go. Like I know we've already gone like a year and a half or 2 years, but
what?
We should see how many days we go seeing each other every single day, because
see each other every single day, and then we both had to stay away from each other this weekend, and we were away from each other last weekend, and it was just a lot.
You know what sucks is that she was like 10 minutes away from me when we were both in Palm Springs, and she didn't come visit me. She was literally... I looked at her location. I was like, Maya, you're literally 15 minutes away from me.
I was going to Cane's.
Starve.
It was closing at 3:30, and it was 20 minutes away.
We had Chick-fil-A and Domino's at the house. And Pat said that you guys are welcome to eat, stay, hang out with us.
What are you doing?
She could have had... She had two options. Two.
Maya, what...
Bro, I didn't even get back to my hotel until 5 in the morning that night.
Kidding.
And then I had to wake up and go to Coachella the next day.
I'm just messing with you. I actually think I slept pretty early that night. The first time
I was there. Yeah, I texted you and you weren't responding. And I was like, I just got back, because I was going to text you and be like, because I just got back, I can come and Uber to you.
You should have just came.
What was I going to do? Knock on the door?
Yeah, you should have just came, and then Romeo probably would have woken me up or something and told me you were here. And I would have been like, or I would have shown you to my room and been like, bro, look who it is.
That would have been a good surprise.
That would have been a great surprise.
I need his number to be able to be like, are you up? Let me in, please.
Let me in, please. Are you wait, so you are, where'd you stay in Palm Springs?
I have no idea.
I stayed,
it's like a random,
all I know is that I was in Palm Springs.
She stayed a little like near Coachella. I stayed in like Palm Desert the second week, and the first week I did stayed in Desert Springs, which I was like 5 minutes from her when I was at Coach, 15 minutes from her when I was at Coachella, and then I was 40 minutes away from Coachella at my hotel in Palm Springs.
Okay. All right.
Far trek.
I think you were closer to LA than I was.
Yes, you
right?
were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were like, when we were on our way back home, I was like checking and it was like getting closer to you rather than like
farther away. Yeah.
Were you guys the type of families to like vacation in Palm Springs growing up?
No, we vacationed in Big Bear.
Yeah, I did Big Bear in Palm Springs.
I did Big Bear every single year, but we would go to Palm Springs to play golf a lot when I was younger.
No, we didn't really go to Palm Springs. Because
I would have a lot of golf tournaments in Palm Springs.
We went to like, Vegas a lot.
Up until like a few years ago.
Yeah, I went to Vegas a lot too.
But my godmother used to live there.
Okay.
So that's probably why we went as often. And we went to Yosemite over the like summer in the Big Bear.
I don't know. We would go to Beautiful. I would go to Big Bear just with my sister to go to camp every year. But other than that, I feel like we mainly traveled like outside of the country. Because we went to like India a bunch. Went to Jamaica. A place I've been a lot is Florida. Because, I mean, even before my mom moved there, I was going there a lot. Like, just to, like...
I go to Utah a lot.
Chill.
I would love to go to Utah.
I love Utah.
My Utah's just beautiful. Got back from Utah.
I love Utah. Beautiful. It's, like, my favorite state I've ever been to.
It's literally beautiful.
It is so beautiful.
Just, like, the mountains that surround you. Yeah, it's my favorite state. You go. It's so pretty.
You need to go to... You need to go to Aspen.
You guys need to go to Zion.
I really want to go. Camille's always telling me he wants to go to, like, what's it called? A park... with me.
A national park. I love national parks. I went to Zion.
I love camping.
Me too. We should all go.
Yeah, we should camp.
We were talking about this for my birthday. We should all go to Mammoth.
Oh, I'd be so down.
Yeah, because we went to Mammoth last year. We were like cliff jumping, going hiking,
it's
like
so nice,
walking barefoot in the snow during summer.
Oh, wait, guess where I'm going this summer too? Idaho.
Really?
At a lake house.
Potato.
Yeah, okay, potato, whatever.
You know, like McDonald's potatoes are like manufactured in Idaho, but like
they're so good.
No, but they put so much preservatives in them because it's not normal for potatoes to be that big. Because that's why their fries are like you get crazy long.
Yeah,
bro, the fries last night were so good.
Bro, wait, you guys are so making good. Me want to get like stop at McDonald's and get like a side of fries.
That's most.
It's always a hit or miss though, because sometimes they're like stale as hell.
You have to ask them to do it with no salt because that means they have to make them fresh.
Last night they were so salty though.
Last night they were so salty and perfect.
They were like crisp,
fresh, like
they were pretty good.
They were just really, they hit the spot.
But I can't ask for no salt because I want salt.
Then just ask them for a packet of salt.
Just dip them in the salt.
Oh, like, yeah, you got the right thing.
You know what
you got
she
the
does?
Right idea.
You know what she does when we go to In-N-Out?
What?
After she's done with her food, she'll pour out like the salt packet like into like something and
salt.
Like and then, like lick it.
I
did that
salt.
When I was like little.
No, I love salt. You know, literally, I peel lemons like they're oranges, put salt on it, and eat it. Like I love sour and salt.
Salt, yeah.
I eat salt with my cucumbers too. I eat salt with cucumbers too.
I eat salt and cucumbers too.
And
tahini like, and cucumbers, I do that.
Okay,
like
salt and cucumbers is not that far off.
Or like lemon pepper and on cucumbers.
I mean, listen, I don't know about lemon pepper.
I like salt to the extent that like I will dip my chopsticks in like soy sauce and eat
bro,
it.
Bro, on Melissa's birthday, we were like drinking soy sauce.
That's right, with ponzu.
And ponzu.
I love ponzu.
The best sauce. And if you get all three of that and you get a little dip of eel sauce, let me just tell you this. There is no going back. Oh my God. And I don't understand. Like people, like if they have sushi, they don't know what sauce to get. That's the only reason they don't like it. Like people who don't like sushi, it's because they're not getting the right sauce. And they're not ordering the right shit. Sorry, but like
sushi's so good.
You can't not like it. I will not let you not like it. I will show you a way. I got three of my friends who didn't like sushi to actually start enjoying it.
It's so good.
I don't play.
I need you to come take my friend Elena to go get sushi.
And Sasha.
I
will.
Elena, if you're watching this, we're taking you to sushi.
And Sasha, we actually need to like, take a whole training this. Program and like just like make them like sushi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like true. Force them into
because
it.
Because I've been trying to get her to eat sushi for like 2 years now. And then she went with like someone else. I don't remember who. probably her boyfriend. And then she was like, I didn't like it. And I was like, where'd you go? Some random place. No, you need to go to like Sugarfish. You need to go to.
No, not Sugarfish. No,
I can go to like a Sugarfish random ass so place. Good. But like, so good. I don't care where. Like, I can I go get it. Whole Foods Sushi, be happy with my day. Ralph's.
Whole Foods Sushi is really good.
No, Ralph's, you guys are not living. You guys are not living. Hikari.
But Kings in Northridge. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh
yeah, Kings in Northridge is so good.
Yeah, so yeah, Elena, if you're watching this, we're going to sushi.
No, and also Hikari is.
Oh, we went
so
to Hikari
good.
For your
Hikari
birthday.
Yeah, that place is good. Is the best.
It's just because it's good because it's all you could eat.
But it's also it's like, the sushi.
It's like $40 or something. But like you
the
get
sushi's
a, like,
good.
You could like. You
is it
could,
not?
It is really good.
There's an all-you-can-eat sushi place right by our house on Tampa and Rinaldi.
I don't know why all you can. Yeah, I've been there, but all you can eat places like scare me because I feel like I'll get food poisoning from them. Because why? Like, why is it all you can eat? Like for fish, like
probably because they buy it in bulk, so they get it for cheaper, so that they can do it like that.
I mean, don't all restaurants get everything in bulk?
They probably get it in like bigger bulk. I don't know.
Bigger bulk.
I don't know.
I can't speak on this.
Hikari's always packed though. Always. Know. I've like never gone there with and not had. To
I also
wait.
Like Sushi Stop.
I've never been there.
Sushi Stop's like a good cheap option when you're like hungry and you don't want to like spend a bunch of money, but you still want good ass sushi.
That's when you go to Whole Foods.
Dude, I know. I want to go to one of the sushi places
that
like spin around.
Refrigerated, like.
There used to be one
not,
in Granada.
It's not fresh. It's
I
want
to go
fresh.
To one. Where did I see that? At a mall.
Mm-hmm, when we were in Florida.
Yeah, there was a place in the mall and they had like in the middle of the mall and it was just like spinning around sushi.
Oh, they have that at Westfield in Sherman Oaks.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, really?
It's so bad. Let's no, go. It's so bad. No? It's so bad. Oh, my fish, like there was something wrong with it. Like my friends were finding things in their food and like it was just so unenjoyable
no.
and ew. Disgusting. Ew. And the service was terrible and they were like got mad at us because we didn't tip them. It's like... You did not bring our food or anything. Like the conveyor belt is like doing the work for you, babe. Come on.
Have you
now.
Ever tried sushi from Crave?
No.
No, I'm too
I
scared.
I haven't either.
I'm scared.
I feel like whenever I go to Crave, I just like want a crepe. But they have like Crave sushi next door and I'm always like, oh, I should
wait,
try
Maya,
it.
We have to go to that guy's sushi place that was like
oh,
in
Karma.
Love with us.
Karma.
Karma, yeah.
That's
oh,
also
that's a new place
he said
that
if you
opened
want
up
free...
on Ventura, right?
Yeah. Karma? He said yeah. if you want free sushi, then go to the place.
I heard it's really good, apparently.
And he's a chef.
Yeah,
he's
so we
chef.
Can talk. Hey, compliments to the chef. He gave us like, we're going to get so much.
So is the chef here today?
What was his name?
I don't know.
He said to say, if we had just
chef with
him,
curly hair.
Yeah, the guy with curly, like longish hair.
Yeah, kind of weird.
Yeah, kind of like out there and like. He fell in love with us because of our hair and our eyes.
Bubbly personality.
Bubbly personality really puts himself out there. Has no limits on hitting on women.
Since we're on the topic of hair. Guys, oh, yeah. I did. I would like to see a side-by-side if you cut your hair with kitchen scissors. Or when
this
you
is kitchen scissors and this is shears. I do think mine are... I like mine a little messier and a little like more...
Grunge.
Shitty. Yeah. So I actually like to go in with rusty kitchen scissors.
No, not
they're
rusty.
Not rusty. They were my kitchen scissors. No, I cut them today with rusty ones.
Oh.
And here's a hack. I know Melissa said a life hack, but I guess I can add another one. My Cosmo teacher taught me this. So you know how people like twist their hair when they're cutting bangs like a bunch? You're only supposed to twist it one time.
I only do it once.
I used to twist it like a million times, and I've seen a lot of people do that too. But she told me you only twist it once so that you get that like curved.
Yeah, you see how
because you're bringing the hair from the left side to the
straight.
Right side. So you're kind of like over directing it.
So cool.
Basically, yeah. So then when you cut it straight, it kind of gives you the curb. Shout out to Nicole Bellows, my esthetician teacher, my Cosmo teacher. She's literally the best.
Thank
hair
you.
Chameleon.
Thank you for telling us that. We will be using it.
Personally, I won't be cutting my own hair anytime soon because I have that one at home.
Yeah.
I have hairstylists at home.
I will be cutting my hair sometime soon. I always do.
You have hairstylists at home too.
Listen, this is my canvas and my paintbrush is my scissor.
Oh.
So
and
I never
dye
know
that you put in the other day.
I always walk in the bathroom intending to cut my hair and I never know what I'm gonna walk out with ever.
It's a mystery.
One time in sixth grade, actually, I was like, okay, we're gonna do something today. What shall it be? And I walk out of the bathroom and my hair is about this short, up to my jaw. And
that's like my sister.
people at school actually like thought I was, I don't know, maybe on something for doing it.
Remember when Sasha cut her bangs?
No, yeah, but one time, okay, so when me and Sasha were little, Sasha had a soccer game. Sasha, I don't even know, I was probably really young. I just like my, I heard the story from them. Sasha was had a soccer game and my mom was taking too long to do her hair. So Sasha went and gave herself like an afro.
What?
A full like, and Sasha's hair was really curly when she was young. So it literally was like sticking up like a full in afro and people thought she was a little boy. Because the way she dressed when she was a kid.
I mean, yeah, she's always been hey mamas, what can I say? There's always been a bunch of...
Don't let her boyfriend know about that.
She's not a hey mamas. Just ignore that. Ty, sorry. Sorry. It's okay.
She's cool though, I guess.
She's cool. It's really fun how she can just morph sexualities whenever she...
Like, depending on who she's with, she's a different sexuality.
That was crazy.
No, we all know I love her. Like, I
love her so
yeah, no,
much.
We she's love so her. Cool. It's not like we're, she knows. We'll say this shit can to her
be,
face.
Could she be our special guest?
Yeah,
can
we?
You could switch her out with
can
me.
We have the, she's the instructor. She'll tell us how you can, like, flip-flop, like, code switch sexuality version.
Or code switch everything. The other day, I noticed she was talking different. She's like, sorry, I was talking to some of my friends that talk like this.
Dude, sometimes when she's talking to me, she just starts talking with a country accent, and then she just goes back to normal, just like that. And I'm like, where did this
Because she picked it up for me, because, like, there was, like, a point where, like, a year ago, where I was talking like this for, like, probably, like, a year straight, where I just had a whole country accent for, like, literally since 2022, and I just, like, wouldn't let it go. And it was with Melissa in Brooklyn. We would just talk like this.
Every single day, there was no break in between. We just never. Like, I have mastered the country accent because we used to talk like this.
We used to talk like this all the time.
And then Air One
last week.
Oh, yeah, we'll go to Air One and we'll be like, hello.
Where's our smoothie?
This has been taking so bloody long.
Bro, what the hell is going on in it?
In it,
I don't even understand anymore.
This place is banging, let me tell you that. I'm going to go to Mackie D's and I'm going to get myself some medium fry.
Her bod is banging, bro.
Her bod is banging, let me tell you that.
Like an American person. Like,
I'm from Essex,
anybody love. Would come up to us, we would just switch to like talking normally and then be like really loud British. Like, we'd be talking like, we'd to be each like,
other. Oh, no, it's okay, thank you.
What anyway, the hell is taking what so the long? Fuck?
What the actual fool? Sorry.
Sorry about that. We language. Fully convinced people that like I was born in England and like.
Yeah. I had this.
I made
and
friends.
I talked in a British accent for so long. When I first started going to the canyon, I made friends with this guy named Eric. And we literally.
And Kai believed it.
Did he believe it?
Yeah,
too?
They all believed it.
Kai okay, and Eric so both I guess believed it. I guess Kai and Eric believed it. And but I think we started off with Eric
because we then told convinced, no, but we told Eric that we were gonna pull a prank on Kai and tell him
is that what it
no,
was?
No, we told him that I was gonna pull a prank on Kai and tell him I was British, and oh, he yeah, was so right. oblivious to it when I started speaking in a British accent, and he fully thought I was British. Like, he fully was convinced. He was like, "Wait, you're idiot. Not British."
But Kai was not convinced.
Yeah, Kai. No.
And then when I brought Sasha to the canyon, no, it wasn't the canyon. We went to Tarantula,
and they were like, "Why does she sound American?"
Yeah, and then they just started grilling her.
And then I made up a whole entire story about how like Sasha was born here, and then like I moved away with my dad to England because my dad's from England. So I was like, it just like adds up.
We slipped up a couple of times.
Yeah, but like. I still was just like, yeah, like, it's and she just would, like, she would I literally do, like, send a really good American accent.
She would literally send voice memos to Eric, like talking no, with a British
like,
accent.
In this group chat, like, it was just straight British accent for, like, 3 months straight, and they believed me.
I can't. I feel like the only accents I can definitely, like...
I could pull off an Indian one, too.
Well, obviously, yeah. I think that's kind of
you know,
obvious.
It kind of sucks I can't do an Armenian accent.
I can do Greek.
I could do a Russian accent.
I could do Russian, yeah. I can't do Armenian.
I can, but the only way I can do a Greek accent is if I'm, like, really mean, because that's, like, my grandma. She's like, ugh, Melissa, you look like you're gaining a weight.
Melissa, you look like shit.
Melissa, you look like shit.
I could do like a French one too. I could low-key do a lot of accents.
France!
You know that one video? You know that one video? Listen, you know the one video of the model where she's like, this is
France! France! This is my French impression.
The 3 years of French class didn't pay off because all I could say is bonjour, ça va.
Je m'appelle Melissa.
Je m'appelle Melissa.
Fatigué, moi fatigué, mucho. I mean.
That's literally me. I took Arabic for 3 years, and every time I try to speak Arabic, I feel like that one video of Kim Kardashian in Dubai.
Anna, it's me,
Kim Kardashian, Dubai, like, Jamila. She's like this.
Anna, it's me, Kim Kardashian.
Anna, it's me, Kim Kardashian. She's so dead, like.
You know, but she did post about the Armenian genocide.
Well, she's Armenian. I hope she did.
I know, but none of the other sisters did. Wow. Only Kim, like, sends money and stuff.
Here's a message to Cheap the Kardashians. Bitches. I'm hurt by that. You don't know what you have. You're so in your own
Your last
world.
Name is literally Kardashian. I-A-N.
Kardashian. Wait, how do you say it?
In Armenian? Yeah. Probably Kardashian.
Kardashian.
Sion.
The French Kardashian. The French Kardashian. Kardashian.
Maya, you should have come to Palm Springs and just walked up in the house Palm and been and like,
Bonses, everybody. No, but me and Maya, no, we have our own language that we pull out in Ubers. Wait, let's talk in our language right now. Ready? This is how it is. Maya, no, because no.
Eska laska netska, no?
Mechanism lemon eskbala? Wait, no, we go eskba. Eskba? 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 Yeah, that's what we say. We always go eska. Eska, eskba.
And, like, there's been times where they're just, like, confused. They're just like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm. And they'll never know what language we're speaking. It's like a telepathic communication, though.
Like, we know what we're talking about.
We know what we're talking about. We just don't understand the words. It's more of a body language kind of language.
Like, yeah.
Like, it's like more context clues.
It's like, you know?
It's like, oh, if you're going to say eshkele, but you're pointing to her, it's like, okay, eshkele. And you understand. It's like a,
yeah.
If you get it, you get it.
If you don't, you don't.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But I also do know how to speak gibberish. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hidiga.
Hidiga. Midiga. Yidiga. Hi, Maya. Okay. Say something back.
I'm not talented like that. I tried to watch so many TikTok tutorials on how to speak in gibberish.
Just after,
and I could never pick that thing up.
Wait, go, why like, did I?
Hit a guy, it'd go, it'd go.
Like, why I did I think know. You guys were talking about Yiddish?
Yiddish,
the same thing.
That's oh my god. You thought Yiddish and gibberish were the same thing?
Where did Yiddish people come from?
I think They're it was Jews, Latin. No? Isn't that Latin gibberish?
No, like, Jewish people speak.
Do they not speak
Jewish
Yiddish?
People speak, they speak Yiddish,
they speak Hebrew.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, you can say that for both.
But I don't, where does
the only reason Yiddish why I know that is because I used to watch this show called The Nanny. And she was Jewish, and I swear they said that they talk in Yiddish.
The Nanny? What?
You told me
with
about this.
Fran Drescher? You never watched
oh!
that show?
Oh!
Old,
yeah,
old,
I know
old show.
Exactly what you're talking about.
Do you know that show? Yeah. Yeah.
That was from
his time.
I never heard of it.
That was
I've heard
this
of it.
Time.
I feel like I know what you're talking about.
I'm not wrong.
Can you do a repression?
No.
Just try your best. Try your best.
I can't. It's just her voice is just obnoxious and raspy.
Can you give us an impression?
Yeah, you do an impression.
Can you do it?
Please. Here, I'll show you guys what her voice sounds like.
What?
Itagai. Yidigu. Itaga.
What? What?
I love itaga.
What? You're not even doing it right. It's before itaga. Every vowel.
I'm guys. Telling you. I don't
before
know.
Before every
know
vowel,
vowels.
You say itag.
Are vowels A-E-I-O-U?
Yes. I will show you guys what her voice sounds like.
Come out of the closet. It's fine. I'm beginning to feel things come to those
that don't try as hard as we do. That is her voice. Raspy and like she like
She snorts too.
God, I'm so sorry. That was crazy. Just sometimes it just like happens. You can't I can't control it.
Wow.
Sorry. Am I the asshole for snorting?
Am I the asshole for interrupting my friend with a snort?
Yeah. Am I the asshole for being a little... Oh, my God. I work at an elementary school, and one of the little girls, like, I don't know what she was thinking in this moment, but she was, like, she calls me, like, names sometimes, and she's like, flower, flower. And then one time, she goes, come here, piggy. And I was like...
Yo.
That's not... I don't know. And then there was this guy who drew me, and he drew me like a picture of me. And he was trying to make me ugly, and he crossed out my eyes, and then he scribbled me out, and then he drew like a really big body, and he was like, that's your big body. And I was like,
whoa.
I was like, okay, these 5-year-olds are actually crazy nowadays. Love you guys. But what was that?
I just feel like millennials don't know how to raise kids. My mom's a millennial.
I don't know. I mean,
my mom's literally a millennial.
I think it depends.
They're kind of well behaved. Oh guys, they're kind of well behaved.
Oh, our moms are millennials.
My mom is
I think
Gen
my parents
X.
did a great job raising me.
I think my parents. Okay, but it's like the newer millennials. Like the 30
yes,
year old
exactly.
millennials.
Exactly. It's like
not
my
like
sisters.
The 40 year old millennials, the 30 year old millennials.
I think Lana's doing a great job. I'm going to say millennials excluding Armenian.
Millennials excluding the ones that weren't born in America.
Guys, I've seen actually like or good like good parenting culture. Habits from these parents. I don't know.
Really?
It seems like a healthy like the kids seem like very expressive. I don't know. They're not afraid of like just being like there was this girl and she was like this is a life lesson everyone has to learn and you can't treat the people that clean your house like slaves. And I was like, you can't say that. You probably should say that, but you got the right idea in mind. I will tell you that, sweetheart. You got
her
the right idea.
Her mom probably tells her that because no, she her, probably yeah, used her, to do it or something.
Sweetheart, we can't treat people like slaves. I don't know if that's the best wording for it. Like, choose something different for that. But like, you got the right idea. At least you're not like a shit human being, right?
Yeah.
They seem like great kids. And there's this one girl. Oh my God. She comes up to me. This girl. And it was the first day meeting her. This little girl. She's so cute. And she comes up to me and she was like, oh, my dog ran away this weekend. When I asked her, how was your weekend? I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, that's so sad. And she was like, said it so nonchalantly. And then she goes, oh, but we found him. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, that's good. And then she was like, yeah, but he was dead. And I was like, oh my God. Like, they will say the most, like, just like the craziest thing, like out of pocket things. And you just have to like know how, I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to do in that situation. I was like, I'm so sorry. And she was like, it's fine. Girl, what?
When I was a kid, I really liked people like you, like the TAs and like the like.
Oh, they, I love the
because
kids.
I had no friends when I was little. So I would hang out with like,
yeah,
the TAs.
I play with a lot of kids. I play with them a lot, you know?
No, when Maya was little, she used to go up to my little sister.
No, when I was in middle school, I would go up to her little sister and I'd be like, you're my best friend in the whole world. I love you so much. I'm going to her sister's birthday tonight. So I guess it worked because I ended up being her best. She's 3 years younger than me. I'd go up to her and she was like this year she told me, she's like, I actually felt so cool when you used to do that.
Dude, I remember her coming up to me and being like, Cotton, your friend always like comes up to me and just like tells me she's my best friend.
It's like, okay. I didn't even know her name. I'd just be like, you're Cotton's sister, right?
Yeah, that's what
you're
she
my
always
best friend. I never knew her name until like this year.
And you know what's funny is that I always saw you as Sasha's little sister.
Yeah.
Aww.
Maya used to.
That's cute, everyone. That's cute.
When me and Sasha were kids, Maya used to be on the top floor.
watching us play downstairs.
Yeah, because nobody ever included me. I used to like sit upstairs. It was actually really sad.
Sasha wouldn't let her come down.
So many friends when I was a kid and I had literally none. So I would sit upstairs and just watch her play with her friends and be like, in my head, I was like included. Because even when my friends would come over, Sasha would hang out with them and I would just be like sitting like on the side, like alone. Guess what now, Sasha? You hang out with all of my friends. Guess what now, Sasha? You're dating one of my best friend's brothers, Sasha. Wonder who set that up for you, Sasha. Where'd you find your ex-girlfriend, Sasha? Not like she was on my golf team.
This is getting a little heated. I got a little personal. Hey, guys, we love Sasha. I love you.
Sasha.
This is just sisterly ordeals.
You're talking like she's a ghost. Sasha, if you could hear us right now.
Sasha, if you're in the room. 5 seconds she died and like her spirit in the air right now, like she feels it. Trust me.
Wow. Okay. Is Maya the asshole for pretending her sister's a spirit? Let us know on Reddit.
Guys, I post on Reddit now.
What?
Sometimes I get really bored.
Let's read one of your Reddit posts.
Do you want to read one of mine?
Sometimes when I get really bored, I like log onto my computer and I'm like, you know what? Time to go write something. Like nobody's awake to talk to at like 4 a.m. So what else am I supposed to do? Go on Reddit. Respond to people.
Wait, guys, this is what I have.
I feel like I'm in like a creative writing class when I do it.
Okay, so I guess instead of doing Am I the Asshole, we're going to read one of Melissa's Reddits.
Her responses. Dude, a lot of mine are still waiting approval. Okay. Some of them don't get approved.
Okay. This girl was like, oh God. Hey. This is not my proudest moment. So this post on Reddit says, me because all the Lana Del Rey cover of My Love, Mine All Mine, you know the song by Mitski, is getting more popular on TikTok than the actual song. So the AI version of Lana was getting more popular than the original song.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's a Mitski Reddit page. And I said, I don't know why. I just throw myself into these war zones. I said, good. So
okay.
That was already asking to be attacked.
Okay.
This girl goes, this is why people dislike Lana Del Rey fans.
Okay, but it's true.
Wait. Okay.
I feel like a Mitski fan right now. Like,
I don't care.
Hey, sometimes the covers are better than the
actual songs. Okay, but it's an AI cover. Like, you know those apps on TikTok and it'll be like an ad?
I do not care.
Change your voice into any artist.
Maya.
Shut up.
Listen, we have differing opinions and that's okay.
Calm down.
This is about the fight against Galeen. Okay? Galeen responds and says, yeah, this is why people dislike Lana Del Rey fans. Okay, I said, I misread her name and I accidentally said Galeen, okay?
Oh God.
I said, Galeen, thanks for this comment. Although you are entitled to your opinion, humble, I happen to know some things that differentiate Mitski and Lana. Let's start with the fact that Lana has won 39 awards. How many has Mitski won? Lol, 2. Sorry. Following that, one of those awards are most influential singer in 21st century. I like Mitski, but like, there's no comparing. Why do you think the Lana cover is more popular, babe? Love ya. She responded and she said, it's AI stealing a song she wrote, which I understand, but hey, it's TikTok. It's not like the actual, like, yeah. It made it on the, you know, Billboard top.
But TikTok like does like make songs popular. Like, I know, there's so many songs I wouldn't know.
Who's downloading the AI cover of Love, My Love, All My? You know,
bro, guys, I actually saw an AI cover of that with Toad from Mario.
See, it's like funny. Like you can't take away this from the people.
Funniest thing ever.
She got really heated though. She said, "What about this is good? You're being petty." And by the way, Lana wouldn't approve. Sorry, do you know her personally? Can I have a word with you? She said, also, Galeen is hands down the laziest attempt at an insult I've ever heard, and I was bullied for 5 fucking years. Listen, I did not read her name right. I didn't mean to say
Galeen. Whenever I get into like battles like this, I'm always they do make up the lousiest insults, but you just like misread it. So.
I misread it. And then this is how I responded. I love starting fights. I'm sorry. This is so funny to me, but... Girl, I read it wrong. Nah, she would defend herself, I'm sure. This is why people hate Lana Sands. Mind you, I never came for her, from her fan for her fan base at all. Because, like, I didn't. And then she was like, what you're saying is plagiarism and it's illegal. I didn't understand that part. And then I said, I love you. To end it. Because, I don't know. Love you. Like, bye.
I just don't understand, like this AI, like, the music TikTok ads I constantly get. And, like I don't understand how that would be plagiarism. It's literally AI. Like, you could literally make anything from AI.
I
know.
I think there's going to be, like, obviously there's going to be laws. I think soon we have to put laws in place for things. I mean, there already are.
I mean, deepfakes and shit like that have been around for so long.
But not at this, like, not at level. This level.
I mean, of course, it, like, gets, well, like, I don't know the word, better
everything,
every day.
It's, like, it's more complex now, and, like, with your voice and how they track your movements in the face, like, it looks so real that, like, you can, like, for an example, like, say someone who doesn't know so much about that can get a call and, like, hear your voice in the back. How people have, like, been, like,
have you seen
pretending
that deepfake
to be kidnapped
video? Yeah, have you seen that deepfake video where it's like
they called the grandma, right?
Or no, something? Where it was like parents and, like, they made it, like, they, like, invited these parents to, like, watch this thing, and then they literally put, like, their daughter on the screen, and it was like showing them,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
how,
yeah,
like,
it
they
was
could
really,
like,
popular.
Scare their daughter.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah, I have seen that.
It was like, there's gonna be a million photos made of your daughter, fake videos made of your or something.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Crazy stuff.
Well, I hope they make some, like, interesting stuff, at least, if they're gonna do anything.
Make me look good.
Yeah, at least make me look good. Put me on, like, put me in a forest. I don't know.
I don't think Doja Cat's real. I think she's AI.
What?
No, dude. Doja Cat's been weird since she first got popular.
She scares me, bro. I've seen her twice.
Dude, she got popular because she made a song saying, bitch, I'm a cow. Like,
I love that
she's
song,
always
though.
Been like that.
I love that song, though. But no, I don't even want to say.
I'm not a cat. I don't say meow. I know every word to that song.
Yeah, it was like my favorite song.
I used to go to Melrose, and like in seventh grade, me and my friends thought we were so cool. Like, my friend's older sister would be driving. We'd roll down all the windows in her Jeep and be like on Melrose, and like
that was like me, like in my dad's car, like driving to Malibu, and my sister playing it. And I was like, bro, like we're like actually so cool right now.
Like, wait, like we like don't
are we
have
like in an indie movie?
We're
right
not
now?
With our parents. Like, this is really indie and
no,
like
but I was
teenager.
With my dad.
Oh, I wasn't. I thought I was like so like, oh my god, like there's no parental guidance here. Oh my god. So yeah, that was like when I really got to thrive and explore, is when I was released from the shackles of the parental figure being in every single like setting I was in.
That's
seventh,
so cool.
Seventh grade. I thought it was the coolest thing I've ever experienced, being at a party without a parent, like a birthday party. Like, the parent was in their room, and I was like, bro, like,
like, the parent
stop.
Was in the kitchen, and you were in their bedroom, bro. And you're like, bro, this is crazy right
wait,
now.
Wait, this is literally, like, I am, like, a teenager.
No, it's like when you're,
I'm like, 12. I'm 12. I'm like, bro, this is preteening. Yeah.
Like, no, like, when, like, you would get invited to, like, Ventura or, like, the Commons, and you'd be like,
Ventura.
Bro, that was so cool.
I was a Ventura kid.
Like, I was a Commons kid, so, like, we would just, like, go to the lake and be like, wow, like, I'm literally King Kylie right now, like, up in this bitch.
We'd,
like,
we'd
King
have,
Kylie.
Like, we'd get kicked out of every store because the guys rip the grass out in the back, stand on the dumpsters, and give like
we got
100 kids
Barnes
who would
Nobles.
Just hang out on the street.
Yeah,
like there would be probably like 50 kids on the street that all know each other.
Bro,
and we all
yeah.
would hang out. Then we had like
I remember the
two
parking
people.
Garage.
Yeah, the
there was
parking
this parking
garage.
Garage, and I remember this was like my first time at Ventura, and like I was with one of my
that
friends,
was my
and she
home,
was like,
bro.
She was like, "Come on, let's go to the top of the parking garage." And I was like,
"It's called the roof. It's garage. Called the roof."
I don't remember that. I was like 12 when this happened.
Do you know about the grass even? The grass where we used to hang out. It was called the grass.
I remember like following Melissa back then. Me and Melissa didn't talk until like last year.
We just followed each other
yeah,
for the longest time.
I would
time.
See like her TikToks and she'd be like on the grass.
I'd be literally on the grass. And we would get kicked out of everywhere because we would perform. They would perform like the
their rap songs.
Mark and Tim would perform Howdy. Pull up, I say Howdy. That song was, it's like Valley, like that's the Valley song. Pull up, I say
doesn't
howdy.
It shout out like
for my age group, for my age group,
yeah,
you know
say,
that
ours,
song.
Ours was like, I don't know, like Shoreline Mafia.
No, no, I no, mean, like I
they
mean,
made the song.
They made the song.
And like a lot of school. People knew it. Like a like, lot of people.
Literally from all different
it.
Schools and like, everybody the entire valley.
Like Milliken, like, was like,
Milliken
the
was bumping.
Girl school. Like everybody knew everybody there. Like, and if you like knew the people there, like you were like, oh, like, how do I be friends with you?
Yeah, at that time, that was like a high in she my peaked. Life. I peaked. That, I mean, I did peak in
honestly,
eighth grade.
Honestly, I think I peaked in middle school too.
I feel like I haven't peaked yet.
It's okay. I think I peaked in middle school too.
Yeah, and then COVID hit.
And then like high in school. Like, I had like no friends.
I had friends and I have a lot of friends, I would say.
No, but like during like when I went to school, like in person, like I had friends. Well, I would just get into like a lot of like
I had a friend group.
Our altercations.
Well, when I actually went to physical school, it was literally same. Only Camille I would hang out
oh,
with.
Oh no, not
he
me.
He was my only friend.
When I went to physical school, I had like a lot of friends. It's just that like I'm very straightforward. I will say anything that comes to my mind, and everybody had a problem with that. So I had to like go to online because I mean, was getting in
people,
trouble.
That's why
constantly.
People thought I was so mean.
Because I had no filter. I just had no filter. I still don't.
I was mean. I found screenshots. Did I ever show you the screenshots of me in sixth grade when a guy would DM me? They are so brutal and so mean, and I feel so horrible for any guy that like. Had the courage to reach out because I was so rude.
Yeah, no, I was literally, yeah. I was a different person. Literally, we were like, different breeds.
I was a totally different person. I don't know what got into me, and that was like the devil. That was the devil talking.
Also, I was in the car talking to Claudia about this because I was trying to like an archive post on Instagram. I would get so many more likes when I was younger, like 700 likes.
Me too.
And now I'm like down to like 99. Like on a post, I was I'm like,
that
what the
low,
heck is
but like
I
no,
got like 120
even...
on my recent from like yesterday. And I'm like, wait, like,
well,
because
that's more of a casual photo, Maya.
No, but even if I post myself, I'll get like 200 likes. And back then, if I posted like a picture of my dog or like a picture of my iPad, 500 likes.
500, yeah.
And I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, I wish I did not. I wish I was
comments,
just like
everybody's like, "Oh my god, miss you." I'm like, "I don't even know who you are."
The middle school boys who were always like, "Love you." What business did you have saying that in my comments? Love you.
ILY?
What Illy? You like
leave
yeah.
Me alone.
ILY with the red ass heart. Take that away from me. Change that green purple fine red. What are you doing? Oh my god. Desperate. Desperate. And you're in eighth
Hang
grade.
Soon.
Babe. Calm down.
Hang soon.
Yeah. Hang soon. IMY. And there'll be like a goblin emoji. They'll put like a random emoji and then like the heart emoji to like be cool. And you're like, I had people use like weird slang words too under mine. Like there was one that was like, I just would have guys like comment weird like slang words and I would look it up and it was like crawling your way out of the fiery pits of hell. That was one of the that was one of the definitions that I looked on Urban Dictionary. Why would you like middle school boys are just so weird. They're so weird.
She was really sheltered in middle school.
I'm so really sheltered.
Really? Oh. Oh. But like, I don't know. I don't know. That was just like a part of like public middle school.
No,
you feel
my,
like.
My middle school experience was literally the only person I remember hanging out with was with Sasha.
So, oh. I don't know about Sasha in middle school. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, guys,
go check out Billie Eilish on Fortnite.
Oh
that
God.
Update came out today. See you, go Billie Don't. Eilish. Go play Fortnite Festival. You can unlock Shh. Two skins, guys.
No, no.
Okay.
Thanks
it's
for like listening.
Guitar Hero. Thanks
no,
for listening.
Don't listen.
That's a wrap.
Don't listen to her, but listen to me, and listen to this. Thank you. Bye.